Hello and welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host Ben for our weekly show Blizzquake. We have a special guest in the studio, one that you have heard before, Lorraine.
Hi, hello everybody. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like your microphone is really bad. Why don't you talk into this one for now?
Okay, all, we're going to try to utilize a new feature of the studio, which is called
DJ Chat,
and we're wondering if you all have any podcasting ideas or something that you would like to hear on an hour-long weekly show. So if you could just drop us any idea, anything that you feel like has been lacking in the podcasting space, which is not a lot nowadays because everybody is doing one, please let us know.
All right, we are waiting patiently. Please do not call that in. If you do, I will be mad, but you are welcome to send it in the chat or text me individually, and we'll read out any of our best submissions. We're gonna play some music while we get Lorraine's microphone up and running, and yeah, it's probably gonna be more music than talking, but you know, we'll see what the vibes are.
Hey, still up, but straight to voicemail. Yeah, no biggie. If you're up or whatever, just hit me up. Thank you.
Hello. I bet you didn't expect to hear from us again this quickly, but Lorraine and I were talking about some of the things that we've been up to, and one of my current obsessions is obviously looking around on the marketplace of Facebook to see what is and is not available. And I learned in the car on the way here that you have some kind of under the table strategies that you think would be educational for people.
Educational or showing my hand too soon.
Okay.
But I think especially during the work from home lifestyle, people are perusing more often and sending more messages and finding bigger and better things, such as the Bigfoot statue.
Yeah, that's in reference to I found for, I would argue, a very reasonable price.
For handmade art, for sure.
For handmade art.
That's labor hours right there.
Labor hours for sure. Yeah. I'm gonna describe. So it has not sold, and it's been about 2 weeks. It is $2,500 Bigfoot art, and obviously this is not a visual medium, but Lorraine can tell you if I'm describing it well. Imagine, like, you are catching a football right in front of your face, but you are also Bigfoot, and you are in a tractor trailer.
And he's semi-kneeling.
Semi-kneeling, yeah.
Like, or squatting.
Basically playing football.
Knee down, yep, I would say.
And being King Kong constrained to the walls of the tractor trailer.
Right.
For a reason. Like, it is a beautiful. You can't really see the face.
Tis the football season. You could add a blow up football there. Do it for any sport season.
It's a really. I think it's a great idea.
Caters to any American watching any sport, any season.
And this person. This person is concise. They say Bigfoot art, 5 foot tall.
That's actually shorter than I imagined. It to be. I did imagine
this
to be double,
this piece of art requires so much more explanation. One of my favorite things to do in this world is to look at Facebook Marketplace and see what items exist. It feels like a museum where you can also buy the art.
Mm.
I guess a store would be the word for that, but
a used store.
A used store
with bigger and better things that are more lived in or more approachable than going to a secondhand store. Agreed.
Yeah, and all of the artists are unknown at this point.
Right. Now, I'll discuss my Facebook strategy or
Please.
Facebook market strategy. So I usually go in with a quick lowball offer of pick up ASAP, cash in hand, never Venmo, never Zelle. And see what they say, and we'll discuss it a little bit. I usually ask
mind,
them
why
about
is,
the product.
Why is cash better than? Why is cash in hand better than Venmo or Zelle?
Cash is king. I don't know. The people that I've been dealing with on Facebook Marketplace prefer cash. I think it's a little bit more. I don't know. Do most people do Venmo and Zelle on Facebook?
I almost only do Venmo.
I've only ever done it a couple times, and I feel like cash is just better. I don't know. Plus, I work a tipped position, so like,
yeah. So you gotta.
I have cash on
hand. You gotta offload, yeah,
for sure. But I don't know. I think that gets the older generation quicker
Exciting.
To sell than doing Zelle.
And those are the people on Facebook Marketplace.
Generally, yep. So I think it generally works in my favor.
Okay. So that's your main strategy.
I'll start it off. I'll ask them a specific thing about the item, whether or not I care about it or not. Say like, oh,
give me an example.
Is the lens scratched? Oh, hi, blank.
Yep.
Curious if the blank is still available. Is the blank blank still in working order? Period.
Mm.
No question mark.
Why?
I don't know. I never put in a question mark. In
is
Facebook
that like
Marketplace.
Silas? Have you gotten feedback on that?
No, I just do.
Okay.
Like, I can pick up ASAP cash in hand. We don't talk price just yet.
Okay.
Sometimes we do, sometimes
so
we
then,
don't.
So then
usually
I say the lens is not scratched.
Right.
Total working order. I'm selling because I upgraded.
Right, exactly. Being like, oh, can we pick up on Friday? Whatever. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, oh, would you take 130 cash in hand?
So I'm pretty firm on 150.
150. Okay. 130 is best and final. And then on the side, I'll go over and text my friend to
this,
be like,
this
please
is
go.
The tip. Right here is the
this
tip.
This is the tip. please go and message this person and ask them a couple of questions. Seem very interested. Seem about it. Technically or typically somebody not in your geographic area that they can at least presume or that you're related to that they can figure out just by hunting you down on your Facebook.
Whoa.
So it has to
someone
be
someone you are no longer connected with on Facebook.
Does not look connected to you at all. Or that they just have their privacy settings as such. You can't see friends.
Whoa.
So then they try to work them down a little bit. Your offer is looking better and better because they're
going to
low-ball.
And you seem way less annoying.
Right.
In that moment.
And it seems like they're gaining interest. They're a little bit more likely to sell because they're like, I don't have to wait on it. I have multiple buyers. Then you see who gets the best price and you just go together to get the product. And usually they're not going to put it together, but sometimes they do. And you know what?
Whoa. At that point, they got absolutely punked.
They do. They do.
I do love a Facebook Marketplace find. I was trying to show Lorraine. This is my... So... To date, my best and most ridiculous thing that I found on Facebook Marketplace, I will show Lorraine a picture, and if you would do me the honor of describing this piece of furniture, which I think for a very reasonable price you could have in your house. Let me try to find it.
I'm so excited.
I had it all pulled up. Oh, here it is. Read the title, please.
Unique, comma, functional, comma, British... No Oxford comma, not British of them, and great fun. And they've listed it for $150, and there are two photos. Oh. And it is a grayscale Union Jack tied together with sailing rope.
With the largest sailing rope you've ever seen in your life.
Probably from a colonial ship, mayhaps off the U.S. Constitution
itself.
That they got from the Navy Yard.
What is the rope tying together?
Oh, it is tying together what is seemingly drawers and filing cabinets or drawers of a bureau together.
It is,
so you can hide your trinkets.
It's insane, this item. And it's down from 200. So I asked this woman, I said, hi, is this available? Yes, it is.
You can't start out like that.
No, And please, please read the things that she told me in response to, is this available?
Oh, yes, it is, period. She's not messing around.
Not messing around.
Oh my God, she changed the listing so many times.
Mm-hmm.
It is down to $75 now.
And then it was removed.
Oh.
It is okay. No longer for sale. I don't know what happened to it.
It is a very unique piece with great storage to store your trinkets. I added that part. Do you know that meme where it's like,
no.
A place to put my trinkets, where you just acquire random boxes for all your trinkets?
Oh.
I'm selling the contents of a house in Cohasset. The piece literally got thousands and thousands of hits.
Don't believe her.
It's really ugly. I'm sorry.
It's insane.
Some people say, some people wanted to hang it on the wall. I think it's too heavy for that. I don't think that's happening. You have to have a good general contractor. Sadly, too heavy, period. Oh, we nailed it. I needed to read ahead. Someone wanted it to be a signature piece as he walked into his house, his new store, Man Overboard. Oh, nautical theme.
Incredibly thematic. Mm-hmm.
He lost the space for his new store. Tragic. Someone wanted to trade an electric guitar for it. It continues its search for a new home. You know what? I kind of like this lady.
I kind of like this lady,
too. She's telling a story.
Too.
She obviously either works from home as well or has way too much time on her hands, because this is what I would also message people. Like,
I want them to know this. Like, she told me so much, and it was kind of whimsical.
It is whimsical.
And at the same time...
In a way that doesn't sound real, but...
Like, what...
That's
like,
ideal.
For people like this, I just always wonder, like, what does their life look like? You know? Like, after she sent that message, what crazy thing did she do immediately after?
Sold another place,
In Cohasset?
In Cohasset, to store trinkets.
To store
another
so
piece.
Many, so many trinkets.
An artisanal piece.
And we love her so much.
We do. We do. I'm trying to find the best thing that I've purchased.
Yeah. So I obviously did not purchase that. But... Please, in the DJ chat, send us anything that you have bought or sold or any weird experiences you've had on Facebook Marketplace. Well, we'll play another song in the meantime.
Off this island, this was an escape plan. dive into the waves below. Who tends the orchard? Who fixes up the gables? Emotional torture from the heavy high table. Who fetches the water? Stabbing with your fork. I know you're a smart man, but you're a smart man. And weaponize the false incompetence. It's dominance under a guy. If we had a daughter, I'd watch and could not save her. The emotional torture from the head of your high table. She'd do what you taught her. She'd meet the same cool. Serving just an appendage, lift to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her, you make me do too much labor. All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, then a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just an appendage, lift to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her, you make me do too much labor.
Sundown and I'm feeling lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against your skin. Makes me wanna try her on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm up till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon.
So, Lorraine, how will you know that you've made it in life? Like, what to you are the signs of making it?
Well, as I'll reiterate again, my postcard wall. When I guess this is in terms of home ownership, and then I have goals for myself that are not in terms of, like, acquiring wealth, if you...
Sure, yeah. Like, yeah, like, I guess the subjective signs. I guess start right, with right. the, of course, so the postcards.
And then it will get deeper, I promise. And then I'll ask you, but, like, it's not as basic as owning a house, but it could be.
It could be. I'd be thrilled.
I do dream about that as well.
I've been
collecting postcards from when I was 6, and I wish I had written something like a memory on the back of them, but no, they're blank.
Sure, so you can mail them.
But it's fine, yeah. So I could have mailed them, but I didn't. So I've been collecting them for a very long time. And when I go to my forever home, I would like to put them all on the wall and just have them be of all my travels and, like, shining in glory with shellac over them.
Of course, you got a shellac.
And then if I have to move out, they would be lost to the home.
you just wallpaper over them and hope that nobody ever, like, someone uncovers it in 100 years and be like, what?
And be like, wow, that person went to Wind Cave? Ah, that's awesome.
What's your style? Like, why do you pick one postcard from the bunch?
Well, it used to be very literal. So when I was a kid, it would be of the place exactly, like a photo.
Oh.
Like,
so you always remember what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's the Washington Monument with nothing else but an American flag and the monument and a little bit of grass. And then I think...
With you crudely cut out and pasted on.
Right. College years, it was the weirdest ones I could find. So two antelopes frolicking. To represent somewhere where they didn't have antelopes. You know what I mean? Like, they had them and they're like, West Virginia. And
yeah,
it's like,
you know,
something
like,
random.
I guess, like...
Yeah, but it's like, oh, or if it's like a weird, like, item that they have there that doesn't necessarily go, I would choose that.
Okay.
And then nowadays, it's more, like, artistic. Like, I would choose the bougie postcard that costs $3.
And it's like a nice card stock.
It's like artisanal. Yeah, nice card stock. It's might have been hand-drawn, something
Whoa.
Like that.
Okay.
So they definitely run the gamut of stuff, so...
How many do you have in this collection at this point?
I haven't counted, but do you know those photo boxes that they sell at Michael's?
I do.
Yeah, it feels like over that
amount. Oh my god.
So I have too many. I think I have duplicates, though, because I did steal them from my siblings. So I think I inherited collections that they didn't want.
Inherited is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they would have appreciated them.
That's the same thing as inheriting, because you killed the homeowner and then you got yourself written into the will.
Yeah.
Which is arguably what you mean when you said you inherited them.
Way to, like, loop it back to home ownership.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
no,
like,
anytime.
You gotta be crafty. I mean, I don't steal. I just acquire goods that I need. So
sometimes for compensation, sometimes not for compensation. Right.
Like, if I need to borrow a shirt from my sister, I'm just going to acquire the good, you know, with asking, of course. Sometimes.
Of course, probably. Yeah. No, for sure. Last night I was with my cousins, and I have two cousins. One is my age and then his older brother, also my cousin. And we were discussing some of the annoying things about living with another person, because you kind of have to know that. And he was saying that he loves his brother, of course, but his brother will do this one thing that really pisses him off, which is whenever his brother comes to visit, he will just, like, take a couple things out of my cousin's, like bathroom. Like, my cousin will be like, oh, I don't have tweezers after Dan visits.
That's kind of expensive, though, tweezers.
Mm-hmm.
A good pair of tweezers that are still sharp.
Or he's like, cool, I have no shampoo. Yeah, 17.
Wow, he goes shopping.
And it's just like
a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But his sibling's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
And I'm like, that's kind of crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
And a very strange thing to do every time.
If it's self-care needs, though, I don't feel as bad. Where I'm like, you know what? But sister maybe needed that shampoo. I'm fine. An item I would be less fine with. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know at all what you mean.
I think I'm willing to give a pair of tweezers more so than, like, a band of t-shirt I got in 2017.
Oh, yeah, because shampoo
would be more
is not
upset
sentimental.
About it. Yeah, yeah, or, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just more of a giver. I don't know.
You're an empath.
Yeah, you know. People need shampoo. Yeah. So how would you know that you made it?
I'm trying to...
Hanging up postcards.
No, and of course. I'm trying to think. I think if we're going to go in the route of, like, objects.
I hate that.
I know. I hate framing it under that. But I've already started, and I have yet to think of a different answer. So we're going to start with this, at least.
Okay, and then we can dive deeper. Mm-hmm. We do have depth.
Yeah, we are both pretty faces as well as deep people.
Of course.
I think that I would know I've made it when, like, I can be, like, the dad. I don't even want kids, but, like, I could be the dad in, like, an RV-themed movie, and I, like, show up in, like, the stupid clothes with, like, the polo. Oh,
the khakis and the belt.
Yeah, the khakis and the belt, and, like, the white shoes that are Asics or, like, New Balance, and I'm like, all right, kids, get in. We're going to go to the Grand Canyon. And then my daughter that I apparently have is like, but I thought we were going to go to college. And it's like, no, it's, you know, like that whole thing. Like, we do that whole thing.
That's actually kind of cute.
Yeah, and like there's a lab
that's
or something.
Object
No,
oriented?
The object is the RV.
Okay, yeah, but
and
that
the
has,
lab.
That has a lot. The lab, like the dog?
Yeah, we're going to have a, you have a dog.
Of course.
Like, when I can, as close as I can to where the Millers.
That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah.
And he's sneaky hot, so there you go.
And there we go.
And he rocks the look.
And he absolutely kills it.
Of course. You know, it wouldn't be a lab, though. Frenchies are now the number one dog in America, so.
Sorry. Frenchies? Like, just a, like, what do you mean?
Like a French bulldog.
I do not want.
That's what I've heard.
I don't want one of those at all.
They're taking over America.
I do not think that's a cute dog at all.
I think they have breathing problems. I don't know for sure.
I'm not interested in that. I really want a mutt, I think.
Well, I think that's a great idea for you guys.
That's how I know I've made it at this point.
That's really nice. I mean, I think if I were to go deeper, I would say I knew I made it if I could go into the forest for like 2 months without a cell phone, like still talking with people, like still socializing, like camping, but be away from a device. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel so okay with myself. I don't know.
Like, just walk into the woods.
No, like, have, like, a camping, also, like, a backpacking Appalachian, like, trail thing. But be away from my phone and devices and not feel very attached to that. Do you know what I mean? Of being in constant contact with people.
Oh, like secure in that.
Secure in, I'm going to go do this. The people I love and care about
will be there.
Know where I am. They don't need to hear from me constantly. I'm not on Instagram anymore. I'm not really documenting it other than for myself on my cute little film camera, which I will acquire from Facebook Marketplace.
No, for sure.
Right before the trip. Yeah, I don't know. And that feels like free from tech a little bit. And
yeah,
free
I think
from
that's a good
social
way to be.
Obligation. Similar to the RV virus.
Yeah, I think that those are both striving for the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's...
Give or take.
I mean, it's like...
I could take a dog with me, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Why not?
Maybe I'll have one by then. I don't know.
I think the Appalachian Trail would be hard.
Yeah.
I was hiking last summer, like, the end of it.
In Maine, right?
Yeah, in Maine. What is it? Is that... It wasn't Acadia. It was Baxter State Park.
Oh.
It was in Baxter. And people were... They were... Like, I think the hardest part is at the end, or, like, at least the steepest part, or, like, the highest up. I don't know, whatever. Like, it's one of the harder parts. And we were going up. We were, like, at the end of it, going up towards where the start is. And they were having gone from the start to the end, the through hikers. And we were like, how's it going? And they're like, like, they would not. There was no words. They were just like, is.
Maybe
we're like,
not
you're
that
almost
extreme.
There.
Yeah.
And they're like, it doesn't matter.
I still want to be in good spirits. Like,
yeah.
Maybe they. You just interacted with people who were not about it. That doesn't feel like it embodies the Appalachians, like, trail spirit.
Some people were so... I mean, we got to the top, and there definitely were people, like, playing, like, the fiddle at the top of the mountain. And I'm like, and why are we shirtless in 28-degree weather? And but at least you're happy, and you seem like you needed this.
Yeah, and maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
Maybe a smaller trail. Maybe, like, a five-mile hike max.
A five-mile hike is great.
And I'll extend it a mile a day. 5 days. Done.
Whoa.
Yep. Donezo.
All right. Well, reach out. Let us know how you will know that you've made it in life. And we're going to play another song for you.
I'm
All right, it is, like you all guessed, that time of the evening where we do a PSA. Mm-hmm. Lorraine has specifically picked this one out.
For the Somerville streets, it's pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Get it? Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at a safe speed, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, and always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message brought to you from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
That one's real.
That one is real.
That one's really real. I think that, I don't know, it is dangerous out there. I have almost been hit, and I've started fighting back. Okay. I haven't yet been fast enough with, like, I don't have cat-like reflexes, so I'm not fast enough to, like, hit the car when they, like, almost hit you in a crosswalk, but that's my next move.
That's the next level of frustration I feel like you have to reach.
I'm not, I don't think I'm naturally an angry person.
Yeah, that's really, that's kind of.
But I do think that if I did do it, it's fair.
You know what would be worse, though? Because they would get more angry if you slapped their car. Because maybe they're embarrassed or upset, you don't know. Just give them the thumbs down and just keep walking.
But don't you think that they, like, don't care at all? Like, they just do not care that they almost hit you because they got to where they needed to go.
I would go home feeling so ashamed if somebody did
that. But you care what people think.
I do.
Enough.
Well, yeah.
These people don't care. Like, they're tweeting, they're eating, they're putting on makeup. Like, they're doing it all at the same time. The fact that they didn't hit you was like, all right, whatever.
Another day. Another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. Same soup, just reheated. Like, they don't care. So no. I feel like you got to get their attention.
I don't know.
I was taking a turn, and I didn't, like, hit anyone, but I was, like, close to a cyclist, and they hit the car, and I was like, yeah, they were right.
Oh, that's I was so embarrassed,
but I still think about it because I care. Like, in super unintentional thing, like, I look. So I was like, yeah, I feel like if I had it coming, I don't know. But maybe I'm. You're not. No? Not on board?
I feel like that just is, like, making the situation worse to hit the car. Give them a thumbs down and see if that works.
Okay. We can try the thumbs down.
It's like. That's very Somerville, just to be like, no.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, no.
No.
That behavior isn't going to be acceptable. But speaking of other unacceptable things that we went through now and back in the day, the presidential fitness test.
Did you have any, was that like an exciting time or a bad time for you?
I'm not going to lie. It was both embarrassing thinking about it back, or thinking about it now. I think I took it a little bit too seriously.
Oh, you were the tryhard.
Well, I wasn't the tryhard. I was just gonna run until I dropped. Like
that,
I did.
That's what that is.
That exercise.
What would it, other than what?
Well, again,
what
I
in
care
your
about
mind,
what people think about me?
Yeah, had so, like, I said tryhard and you said yeah, I'm a tryhard. What would that have looked like differently than what you just said?
It's the same. We put up the stats on the gym wall, and you know what? I liked having my name up on that board on the top 10. And
what was your?
That was fine.
What was your pacer?
I don't remember. That would be too much. That was middle
school. I don't remember.
That was middle school.
Yeah. Okay.
That was too much.
And why was it 55?
Why was it in the 70s? I don't know. I was just blessed. But I think that going back to the skill of what we would want to learn if we were a kid again, that we won't ever have the opportunity to, would be keeping my flexibility from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. The sit and reach?
The sit and reach always got me.
What'd you get? What was
yours? Because I was a tryhard, I didn't do well. And
I think I got, like,
me.
I feel like an 8 or 9. Even as a child, I could. No, like, it's out of, like, 25.
Oh, yeah. No,
and a good score would have been a minimum okay score is, like, 14.
Right. But you see, like, kids, like, bending over backwards, and I feel like you have to maintain that throughout your years, and if you become too sedentary, you're gonna lose it.
It's all gone.
My joints are, like, too stiff already.
I can't.
Not going back.
Can you touch your toes? Do you think?
Barely. Maybe.
I was never.
I feel like that's a real test of my, like, how I feel about myself, though. If I can, like, touch my toes, like, I've walked enough that day where I'm, like, limber. But if I've sat too much, if I'm too stiff to touch my toes,
it is. I feel like you always hear, like, flexibility is the biggest sign of like, you are going to live and be healthy your whole life. And I'm like, that is foreboding. Like, there's no way.
And we're not even sitting in proper, like, chairs right now with the 90 to 120.
Certainly not. Yeah. I'm already getting carpal tunnel typing in. It's bad. I think that the skill that I wish I still had, I feel like I could just, I was really good at capture the flag. And I couldn't tell you.
You were a try-hard at gym too.
No. Yes, but with an asterisk that only for capture the flag and only for defending the flag. I was not on the offense.
Okay.
I was just on the defense. But you were not, if I was on your team, like, I was not getting picked first for anything in gym other than to be, like, the keeper in capture the flag.
That's actually one of my most embarrassing moments in my whole entire life.
Did you get, like, pants or something?
No.
Did you pants?
I didn't do that. So back in the day in elementary school, they had after-school sports for kids whose parents couldn't pick them up until after work, which is fine. I did that. And then in middle school, I was, like, not recruited to help out, but I think my mom set it up with the teacher that I would go there after school and help run it. As, like, an extension.
I feel like you would have been so good at it.
Of elementary school, like, it's fine. Like, I was a babysitter. Like, I was pretty good with kids and, like, rounding up rowdy youth, right?
Sure.
But then during Capture the Flag, actually, I, like, faked, put myself in jail and then, like, walked out and got the flag and, like, got yelled at by the main person.
Because you cheated.
I cheated and I was, like, an
adult.
You
were way older.
In this situation. Yeah, and that honestly keeps me up at night where I'm like, oh, I'm so ashamed. I was like 10.
You had to win at all costs.
Yeah.
But was it worth it?
No. I went home and was ashamed, and I'm still ashamed 15 years later. So
I'm trying to, because I was also in that same kind of program, not as the adult running it.
Okay.
But I feel like that same personality type, like, you probably also were, like, way too rough on the kids at dodgeball. Like, you were probably throwing just...
Well, that gives the same energy, so probably, yeah.
Yeah, you probably were wailing on these kids.
I'm not embarrassed about it now. That's not...
Like, I'm just imagining you throwing the dodgeball, and it, like, hits the kid in the stomach, and they go flying backwards.
Oh, like a movie
scene. Yeah, like in a movie. Like, yeah. I feel like you probably really... Like, they were afraid of you.
I hope not. Now I'm just embarrassed all over again, but you live and you learn.
You live and you learn, and you haven't thrown a dodgeball. You haven't won a capture the flag in a very long time. We have a special song that we're going to treat you to.
Indeed.
So please open up your ears and enjoy.
Enjoy.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test that progressively gets more difficult as it continues. The 20-meter pacer test will begin in 30 seconds. Line up at the start. The running speed starts slowly, but gets faster each minute after you hear this signal. A single lap should be completed each time you hear this sound. Remember to run in a straight line, and run as long as possible. The second time you fail to complete a lap before the sound, your test is over. The test will begin on the word start. On your mark, get ready. Start.
Of course you're a star.
All right, really quick. Our time is almost up, so we're going to leave you with this song. Thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next week, maybe. We'll see.